Yes, welcome. This year, I intend to totally shatter patriarchy. I know that patriarchy is well-rooted in our society, in our culture, and in many of our religious beliefs. But in many, in so many ways, patriarchy causes problems for women. Does it cause problems for men? I think that it does, you know. I think that it does. And the patriarchy we're talking about is not just in the sense of patriarchy and matriarchy, in the sense that the men, you know, are the heads of the families, not just all of that. We're talking in a broader term of a system of society and government in which men hold the power and men are largely excluded from doing the same. A society and government in which women are taken to be feeble, to be secondary, to be smaller, in which, you know, it's just freaking annoying that, you know, a woman's life and her decisions are hinged always on a man. When you're single, your life is hinged on your father and your brothers. Even when you're, this is not funny, even when the brother is younger, somehow you're expected to respect him some more because he's a boy. And then when you're married, your life is then hinged on the man. There's nothing wrong in having a mutual relationship where you both take decisions together. But to say that ultimately the decision as to whether a woman's life will progress, whether she will have masters, the number of children that she would have, whether she would take a job, whether she will accept a promotion which she deserves, whether she would earn more money, whether she will take in more customers, whether a business will grow to a certain level, is all decided by a man. I'm not talking in the sense of two adults who love each other, I assume, in a marriage, having a discussion, a progressive conversation. I'm talking in a sense of lordship and ownership of the woman. Now, I saw a tweet yesterday. I commented on it. It's on my Twitter handle at WemimoSport. You'll find it there. I needed to read it word for word. So, here it is. There's a tweet that I saw yesterday. Here it is. It's on Twitter. The hashtag went viral yesterday. She's 22. It's written by a certain Rita Orji, who says that she woke up to an email from a lady who got a fully funded admission from a master's degree abroad. A fully funded admission from a master's abroad. That's scholarship. You're not paying for anything. Ticket, accommodation, your feeding. They're going to give you stipends for your master's. Everything fully covered. She has a boyfriend who told her to choose between the admission and between him. Ha! I laugh in Greek. Wait. Now, the girl is seeking advice as a girl who's in love, right? Silly-headed girl. You see, while in this conversation and in this, I mean, while we can raise the issue about... now, the girl is 22 years old, by the way. She's 22 years old. And she has a boyfriend who she hopes they're already talking marriage, you know, growing together and getting married, which is a cool, nice thing. But this boyfriend of hers, if the girl is 22, the boyfriend can't be more than 25, Abby, right? Or let's say he's even 30, let's say he's even 40. You know, he gives her an option to choose him or choose the masters. Like, if you decide to go for that master's, you can forget about me. I'm never going to marry you again. You know, and my response to that, you'll see that tweet is, who raised this boy child? Who raised these young men who are continuing in this system of patriarchy in which they believe that they own the life of a woman and that they should ask her to negotiate the love she has for them in exchange for the decisions that would make her life better? I do not understand it, and I hope that you're able to help me get it. How are you raising your boy child? How do you raise your boys? Do you raise them to believe that they are the lords and the women need to defer to them in making decisions that affect their lives? You're not even married to the girl yet. You have the guts to tell her you're not her father, you're not her mother, you're not her brother or sister, you're a boyfriend, and you can ask her to choose either you or her fully funded masters abroad. So, let's say we settle this matter and this young man gets married. What kind of life do you think he's going to have? Who trained this boy child? Yeah, so my phone lines are buzzing, but I need to set the pace so that when you're arguing with me, you can argue appropriately, or else I'm going to fish it because I'm really upset about this matter. So how do you raise your boy child? And this is for both the men and the women. I know there are still women who raise their boys to believe that they are supreme and that they're lords over all. No, you're not. I'm here to bust your bubble. No, you're not. You're a full human being. I'm full human being. If you can do it, you get the job. If I can do it, I get the job. And that's in period. If you don't like it, you can take a walk. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 0146-57190. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Use the hashtag. We're back with hashtag Nigeria Info TT. TT for table talk. All right. If you're joining on Twitter, use the hashtag Nigeria Info TT. Let's talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Tita.
Hello? Yes, good morning. Welcome.
Nagoboku.
Okay.
I want to implore you to give me a chance. Let me fold my hands to you. As you are pissing off, I'm sorry, piss off too. Are you hearing me?
Peace out.
Thank you. You are saying that men are controlling women. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, do women like their sex? Something happened 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Two women wanted to fight. One don't come out close, you remember? Five women were there watching them. Until we gather money and cover them, they do not fight. The Kogi women PDP, when they came 2 years ago, what do women do? What do women talk about this unsigned electoral bill? They use like this, saying that women, they are killing them, they are cheating them, they are matriarchy and patriarchy. Women, do you people love yourself?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. My answer to you is simple. Yes, we do. I'm a woman. And that's why I'm talking about it. That's why I have a show about it. That's why we also have Glass Ceiling. That's why we have a lot of shows talking about it. And this is not about who marginalizes the women the most. This is about we need... See my phone line. You guys are on fire today. I love it. Bring it on. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm Christiana calling from Elisha, Ogun State.
Yeah, welcome to Table Talk.
Okay. You asked who bring up the... May children.
Yes. What do you teach them?
I myself, and God bless me with 3 boys.
Okay.
But I bring them in the fear of God. First and foremost, when you bring your children, let them know that you are serving the living God. Let them have the fear of God.
Okay.
They will not
see, yeah. You see, I appreciate the fear of God, but you know what you were talking about. I'm a Christian, okay, very much so. But you find that even in religion, I'm talking about in their relationship with women. A lot of people who say that they have the fear of God, who are in churches and mosques, they still dominate women.
I'm a woman, ma'am. I'm a mother.
Yeah.
See, we women, we're supposed to put ourselves in our position, number one. So women, what they will eat, make them lose their respect. You understand?
I got you.
Most of the girls we have today lost their respect because of things of this world, because of luxurious things. This lady that went to go for master, if she lost herself, to me, my advice to her, if she loves herself very well, let her go for her master.
All right. Thank you very much. So, again, what this shows me in respect to the girl is that our society has built so much worth into marriage. I mean, it's practically the determination of your self-worth as a woman that you're married. If you're a married woman, you are honorable, you're respectable. If you're an unmarried woman, you're not, maybe a little respectable if you have a good job and you have a little money. Otherwise, you're not respectable. If you're not out of a marriage, But if you are an unmarried man, you do not lose your respect for being an unmarried man. But if you're an unmarried woman, you have no respect. That's possibly what has happened to this girl. She has put on the idea of, oh, if I get married at a young age, I would be respectable. People will respect me. That's exactly what's playing out here. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Wamima.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, it's so nice listening to this topic. But to me, I would say that girl, to even give that a thought, is a very stupid girl. And the guy is so insecure and he's a very lazy person to give her that kind of condition. If I'm the girl, just tell him to go to hell. There are so many good men out there. Marriage does not give any respect to any woman. You give your respect to yourself.
That's
what you have for yourself gives you the respect.
That's it.
So she shouldn't even listen to that stupid guy. He's a very lazy idiot.
So I know how angry you feel, but again, this is radio, so please choose your words carefully. But I find it really funny. Choose your words really carefully. I think it's a very silly guy, but you know, it got me thinking, who raised this child? Who this guy, who had the gut to make such a demand? And I'm sure if he doesn't find a mentor, someone who changes the way he thinks, this is exactly what he's going to do to whoever he gets married to. What a life to live. What a life to live. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'd like... Wemimo, is this you?
Yeah, this is me. Emigogo.
Hi, Wemimo.
Fully
me. My name is Zeal.
Zeal. Ah, hi, Zeal.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
I love this topic. And I just tried. I was surprised I even got through. I just said, let me give it a shot.
Well, chance.
So, you know the saying we have, our cultural saying, that it takes a village to raise a child?
Yes.
Yes. So that's what is coming into play here. We make the error of thinking it is only the parent that raise a child. It is not. So a lot of things the children observe from the larger society.
Yeah.
But they don't voice it, they just imbibe it.
Hmm.
So what we're noticing is that our society is very, very toxic to women.
Yeah.
So let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Right? My children, between the nannies we've had in the house, their cousins' nannies, their friends' nannies when they visit, all their life they've probably come across 50 nannies.
Hmm.
And guess what? All the nannies, 100% of the nannies they've come across are women.
Yeah.
Right? They are learning from that. What do nannies do? Nannies will help clean the house, help wash their clothes, help feed them.
Yeah.
You know what the children learn? The children learn that those roles are reserved.
We for women.
Think they would think nannies. But the children, they don't know the difference between a nanny and a woman.
Yeah.
All they grew up believing is those roles are reserved for women.
That's correct.
So if you do not deliberately teach the children that it's not so, they will learn it.
Absolutely, I agree.
And when they grow up and you tell a man who's 30 in an office, they're having a meeting and it's time to get tea for everybody in the meeting, they will all turn to the woman in the room.
To go make them tea.
Yes.
If I'm the woman in the room, what? You
But guess what? No, but guess what, Wemimo? Guess what?
Yes.
The girl child also grew up noticing that only nannies do this thing.
Yes.
So when they turn to her, a lot of time, unless she's exposed and deliberately taught not to accept it,
she's
she
happy
will
to do it.
That's her role.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. You're correct. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning. Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Good to hear your voice.
Good
that
to hear your
weekend.
Voice. It was okay. Thank you.
I know. I had the gist. I know your weekend was good.
Thank
you. Yeah. It's a societal problem.
It is.
That is what our society has taught our boys what to do.
Hmm.
Man is the head. Man is the head. This is the result of man being the head. They don't want women to take decisions.
Hmm.
You know, this very girl, if she does not run for her life, and know it's good for her life, let her leave that relationship. If not, she will end up in a mess.
I totally agree with you. My fear is that she might not tell an older person who has influence on her, and she might make the biggest mistake of her life. Because I'm wondering where he's a dad, where he's a mom, where her siblings. I mean, and you know how young people, when they're in love, even anybody, when you believe you're in love with somebody, you don't want to lose that person. Ah, but it's so unfair to wave the love somebody has for you over their heads and tell, you better choose that love or you choose your life. Like, what the heck do you mean? Frank from Mojo Alaba, welcome to the show. Let's make it quick. I have a break coming up shortly.
Okay, well, Mimo.
Yes, sir.
You see this matter?
Yes.
Sometimes if I'm talking about Nigerian feminists and feminism, it looks as if I don't know what I'm saying. What they do in Nigeria is to compare women and men instead of to be teaching the girl child their rights. This tweet that you are talking about now, this girl received this award, this offer of going to study master's.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the boyfriend and told the boyfriend that she has an offer.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? I love you. I don't want to miss you. She is the one who is telling the boy that she loves the boy, that she don't want to miss the boy.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My phone lines are on fire and I'm focusing on a conversation this morning. I'm asking you what you are teaching the boy child in your life, whether you're a teacher, a nanny, a parent, a guardian, whoever you are, the boys in your life, what do you teach them? The story I've brought to you this morning, which trended on Twitter yesterday, she's 22, you find it there, is also on my Twitter page, Wemimo Sport. You know, there's a place to talk to the girl or to girls. But today, I'd like to focus on boys because, you know, in our society, most of you have agreed. There is a way that we have, you know, trained boys to believe that they are superior, you know, and if you switch the baton and the boy was the one who got a scholarship, somehow it's a bit easier for boys to just take a walk without even consulting the girl. But on the other side, the girl, because the society has also taught her to believe that she needs marriage, she needs to be married, you know, she then jeopardizes everything. I'm certain you have instances of so many ladies who left chances that could have bettered their lives because they wanted to be with a man. And you know, while being with a man is fantastic and being with a woman is awesome, how do you get to a point where you begin to wield that over somebody's life? And in our African setting, this has happened more in cases of men than in women who wield these over women. So I'm going to take some comments off social media before I return to the phone lines, which are on fire. I'm on Twitter now. Remember to use the hashtag NigeriaInfoTT when you tweet. So I'm jumping off to Facebook where it's also on fire. Let's start here. Ozo Amanga Namani, thank you for joining from Enugu State. AC Solomon from Port Harcourt, thank you. Taiwo Tairo Yusuf, my name is Wemimo, not Wumi. Says the word is upside down, like Yorubas will say, not his wife, for that guy is menting. What's menting? Destiny Alabi, Wemimo, good morning. To me, decisions making in relationships are somewhat based on the foundation of the relationship. Like one of your callers mentioned, if you have sold your integrity to a man because of money or material things, man, I can promise you that my glasses are no longer sharp. How do you dispute the decision of a man who is practically responsible for everything you do, including eating, clothing, spending, and so on? To me, I would advise the girl to think of the life ahead and go for the program. I agree with your last sentence, but not with the others. Even if you're responsible for providing for someone, which, of course, you might know that I don't support a woman should raise her hands up and just fold her legs. But even in the case where you are responsible for supporting someone's life, does it mean that you should hold their lives like a wager? You should hold that thing as a wager over their heads. Oh, I feed you. That's like a boss-servant kind of relationship. The funny part for me is that in many of these situations, many of you claim to love this woman. So I don't know how you love someone, but you don't want them to grow. Godwin Ebiaya, what has patriarchy got to do with a selfish man giving his girlfriend an ultimatum? I lose. You sound as if there are no selfish women who do the exact same thing. Of course there are. The girl in question is an adult, for crying out loud. You are too gender inclined and sees every opportunity to be negative. I need a GIF. Make a GIF from my face. Funny. Don't be ridiculous. Of course I am gender inclined. I mean, is that news? It's no longer news now. Yeah, of course, I am gender inclined. And I started off by telling you the meaning of patriarchy. And patriarchy, like I explained in this conversation, refers to a system of a society or a government in which men hold power and women are largely excluded from it. And if you listened attentively at the beginning, I said it, and I mean, if you disagree with what I've said today, then that's where the problem is, because you just have to look around you and you see that more men wield this power. It's a power equation and it's tilted in the favor of men in the African society. Hey, how do I pronounce your name? Ngbeahurike Jeff. Pardon me, I try to pronounce correctly. This issue trended number one on Twitter throughout yesterday. I don't blame the parents of the boy, but rather I blame the girl for being confused. She should respond to this boy from abroad. Again, I agree that the girl is being sillily in love. Don't ever use that grammar anywhere, you know. But again, we have to ask about the boy, because he is going to come in contact with other ladies in his life. He's going to get married, and in an African society where the man wields a lot of influence, I'm afraid for the woman that would finally be his wife if he gets married or decides to get married. Tony Williams, the guy is absolutely not serious and the girl is also not serious. I agree, for even asking for advice, he should be happy for her. Godwin Ebi also wrote to me on Obolu, this girl would live to regret her decision to abandon the opportunity. She must go for her masters. Okay, thank you very much. I'm on Twitter now, is at Nigeria Info FM, and the hashtag, if you're tweeting at us, at Nigeria Info FM, the hashtag is Nigeria Info TT. Let's see. Jogil says the girls of nowadays obviously lack good home training and upbringing, especially in the area of morals and ambition. They lack focus and drive, therefore cannot take care of themselves, rather believing that a man will do that job for them. So do you blame the men? Yes, I blame the men. Of course I blame the men. And I also blame the girls. I mean, you see, the reason why I would blame any of them is because they've been molded by society. So we might excuse them a bit by saying, oh, this is how they've been taught. But as an adult, as you begin to grow into adulthood, you owe yourself a responsibility to relearn some of these things. That's why the community I have for men is called Pro Version Man. And our motto is better men, better world. Because you hold yourself a responsibility to get better. If you take a job, you want to get better at it so that you can get promotions, so you can get a bigger pay. So why don't you want to improve your lives? But this is for both men and women. Now, if you're saying that, I'm just going to skip that. Wamimo, I think that you and Sandra always like to demonize the male folk in Nigeria when it comes to issues concerning girls and women. That is really unfair and misplaced. Why is the focus always on boys, how boys are raised and not the girls? Good question. This is Table Talk. Now, your answer. The focus on Table Talk and with Sandra on Glass Ceiling is on how the boys are raised. Because again, I'm saying this for the umpteenth time this morning, our society is tilted. There is a tilt. And deny that is a problem. If you deny that, then there is a big problem. If you don't deny it, the problem is small. But there is a huge tilt, and the power balance is tilted in favor of the men in many instances, both in marriage, in relationships, and outside of it. So what we do on Nigeria Info, on our shows, what I advocate for is to steadying that power balance, not in a competitive mode, but in the mode that allows both men and women to be the best of themselves. That I shouldn't be limited from flying to the highest peak that I can just because I'm a woman. And you shouldn't be hindered just because you're a man. If you have a problem with that, then you have a really serious problem. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Yeah, my name is Enzo. I'm calling from home.
Welcome.
It's a pity that we live in a society where most women have been raised and programmed from birth to believe their life is incomplete without a husband.
Yeah.
So most women tend to do everything humanly possible to please men, even when the men are doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I have a daughter, and I'm raising my daughter to have common sense. She must have the ability to question everything and everyone.
Yeah.
But how can a woman, you got a scholarship to travel abroad, and the husband, the boy, not even whether a husband or boyfriend, is even advising you not to take that offer? I don't get it. Why should you be consult him? You move on with your life. Go empower yourself. Make money. The society will respect you.
Mm.
But it's not unfortunate that the society don't want want to see women who are independent, courageous, and strong, because they believe a courageous, strong, and independent woman won't be submissive to their large ego.
Yeah.
Nigerian men need to come get off their high horse. Life is, we're all equal. There's no head, there's no tail. Women should get that into their head. If you are getting married, don't see your husband as the head of the house. See yourself as you guys are in partnership, not the situation whereby the man is doing the wrong thing. In most cases, I've seen where the man is doing the wrong thing, but the woman wants to please him.
Yeah.
How can how such a society make progress? And before I leave, you see this thing you guys call black pride? It gives Nigerian men this sense of
ownership.
I agree. And we call second-class citizens. Nigerian men, wake up from a state of reduced consciousness, be strong, be courageous, and be independent. Never sacrifice your potential on the altar of marriage. Thank you.
I can close this show and go home. I just need to go and get myself a cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? Just put up my leg and close this show. Because, man, you hit it on the head, right on the head. That's it. Poof, drops mic. Bye, everybody. I'm going home. I'm just joking. Well, thank you very much for that coming. Amawumi is on the line. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, Amawumi.
Well, I think the issue based on this topic,
You need to put off your radio. It has to be off, not turned down, off. Thank you. Are you ready for me?
Yes, ready for you.
All right.
The story is nothing. How will a lady walk to a boyfriend? The handwriting is written on the wall clearly. If he eventually gets married to this guy, she's gone totally. She won't progress, even though she wants to do her thing, maybe business. I don't think this guy will allow him to grow. And one thing I discover, our generation, let me use our generation.
Yeah.
Our generation has failed. Like one of the caller rightly said, we don't know our right as a woman.
Yeah.
We don't know our right as a young lady. And this stereotype of man is the head of the house, whatever he says is final. And he's the only guy in the family. That's my husband. I'm the only girl in my own family, too. He was trained as if he's a girl. He does things to help me. He supported me to the letter. We have our differences. That one is there.
Yeah.
But the truth is, when it comes to growth, he's my partner.
Yeah, as it should be.
As it should be. And I think it's from the home.
Yeah.
Our generation, like I said, our generation has failed. In this new generation, you still be hearing women that respect your brother or junior brother for that matter. Whatever he says, he's the head of the house. Giving that boy that mindset from the childhood, what we expect him to do to another female's child.
I agree with you. Thank you very much for calling me. Good morning, hello.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, James. I'm glad to contribute in this topic.
Welcome.
Yeah, I heard one caller said that the lady said he doesn't want to lose him.
I'm with you.
Well, is that true?
No. That information was not given to us.
Okay. Because it would have been that, okay, we now tilt it to another angle that even if the lady that is even saying that she's passionate about love.
But that might be the case, because if she's asking for advice, it means that she loves the guy to consider his offer of staying back.
Okay,
right?
Okay. I would define love in this way, the way Onyeka Wenuane Sonia de Sange.
If you love me, you go wait for me.
You guys should wait for her now.
You know, though, in our African setting, it's more appropriate, I'm putting this in quotation marks, for a man to ask a woman to wait for him. Oh, stay here. I want to travel and hustle. Wait for me. You hear that in a man. But when you hear a woman telling a man, even if your family members, as a man, ask you, why are you not married? You say, I'm waiting for my girlfriend abroad. A lot of them will tell you something must be, she has given you vegetable. What do you...
I think what the man should have done is this. Okay, you say, I cannot stop your dream. You have to pursue your dream. And let the man put it forward to the lady that you have to pursue your dream. Let the lady be the one to say, oh, I need you, I need you, I need you. Then the decision will no longer be that maybe it's the man that is making her to
But because you need someone, should your life stand still because you love and need someone? Masters is just for how many years? Maximum 2 years. And she's 22.
Yo, so if the guy is so desperate, then you should let her go.
That's
and
it.
Let her have a life.
That's it. That's the end of discussion. Yeah. Thank you very much for your comments. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Yes, I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine. Please go ahead. Don't listen to your radio. Put off that radio. Listen to me over the phone. That you're giving me a delay, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I want to talk from the angle of being programmed. I was programmed by the church and then by society that when you get married, you have to start dressing a particular way because you are no longer single. And you have to do all the things you have to do in the house as a wife. You know, I was also married to a man who I think was also programmed. Extremely patriarchal. You know? But at that time, this was like almost 20 years ago. At that time, I didn't realize that anything was wrong with me or with him. I thought that was normal. But today, I have kids who, my kids are schooling abroad. My husband works very hard. He doesn't stop me from doing anything. You know, like, he takes care of us. But do you know that at the end of the day, my husband stopped me from working. Like, literally fought over this issue in the beginning for so many years that he didn't want me to work when I was having this kid. But I refused, and we need to fight so much.
Because you chose to work.
One day I was ready to go to work, and he held me down that this is the end, but I'm not going to work again. And that was it. And he paid my company in lieu.
Wow.
Whatever it was, you know, for a couple of years, he paid the company in lieu. You know? So I'm saying this. Today, I have realized that I probably didn't fight enough, or maybe I should have just walked out. But for me, I think it's too late.
Are you still married to him?
Late. Yes, yes, yes. And we are doing good. But I can't pick up from where I stopped. You understand? Because I stopped working like over, like almost 15 years ago. About 15 years ago.
You can always pick up from somewhere. But you see, I hear you and I totally feel you. Even the things that you've not said, I totally hear them. Listen to me. I'm going to say something to you over the radio, okay? You see. You know, it's when you say, well, why do you keep talking about men needing to change? Do women need to change? Yes. Are there women who are problematic? Yes, plenty of them. Plenty. Because if you're a human being, you can be problematic, male or female. But in the area of this gender balancing, we're talking about the power the society over the decades, over the centuries, over the years has handed over to men to wield over women to say, I'm the man. And so I'm going to tell you. You're not going to take that promotion. If you, it's either that promotion or this family. You're going to have to choose between me or that promotion. Bros, really? Like, really? You're becoming too proud now because you're earning more money. Really? Really now? So, that's what we're having. Oh, gosh, this is quite a show, right? That's why we're having a seminar at the end of this month. So, I said the seminar was for those who are planning to get married. Because I promise you, those of you who came for our first event ever at Provision Man, August last year, we called this the Child in the Man. Those who attend, I'm going to share some of their testimonials on my social media today. it was a mind shift. There are conditionings that you've had in your brain that's even hurting you, but you are too ego-driven to even agree that you are being hurt and that the people around you are being hurt. If you're in a marriage or relationship where both of you are always at loggerheads, she's never happy, you are never happy, I don't understand. But because of your ego, what is this ego thing? And I must tell you, ego is not gender-based. Both men and women have ego. But in Nigeria, we've adorned men with ego. Please let it go. Better man, better world. Make your life better. Make yourself a better human being, you know, so that you can offer a better self. So if you want to come for that seminar, whether you're planning to get married, male or female, it's on the last Sunday of this month. You're going to meet with two of the best, I'm saying best because I've seen their work, marriage counselors that you'll find in Nigeria, a man and a woman. This is what they do full time. They're coming to speak to you. You're paying 2,000 naira because, like I said, I'm no longer doing free events. Otherwise, it was going to be free. But I need you to commit to coming because most of you would register and then you would not show up. Like the event last year, August, you guys, about 250 of you registered. How many people came? About 15. I paid for free venue. That thing is paying me, I'm telling you guys. Your free venue, your refreshment and stuff, and you guys didn't show up. So you're going to have to pay 2,000 naira if you want to come. If you want to register, talk to me on social media at Wemimo Sport. You find me there at the Facebook. By the way, again, I'm going to say, don't send me friend requests on my Facebook page, Wemimo Adewuni. I don't accept friend requests. I don't want friends on my... In fact, if possible, I could shut it down. But there's a Facebook page. That's Wemimo Sport. You don't need my permission. Just follow that one. I'm also on Instagram as well as on Twitter. All right. It can be better, I promise you. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Welcome, sir. What's your name?
My name is Patrick. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Patrick.
Well, my advice to the young lady is that she should go for her master's. And for the guy, he should support the lady to go do her master's. Now, if she completes her master's and she gets a good job, she will be able to be a good support system for his sweat. And you ask the question, who raised that guy? Like Zienzo also said, the society. Zio said the society. Beyond the society, from age 3, a girl is taught how to be a wife.
A good mother and a good wife.
They start teaching the girl child to be a good mother, a good wife. From age 3, they buy her a doll as baby. She begins to feed, care, and nurture that particular toy. But the boys, we kick everything we see, including the dolls of our sisters.
Yeah.
So... we have been militant from youth, not because we chose to be militant,
yeah,
but because that's what just the environment has put available to us.
I totally agree with you, and I believe that we need to change that. I mean, when we see that something is not working, something is hurting other people, you then begin to change it. I've got boys. I don't even have a girl. My 5-year-old, though they have nannies, I teach them to be hands-on. They wash plates, they sweep. Yes, I have got a full-time, I have a nanny who stays with them. But they do chores because they have to learn to do it. I'm about to introduce them to washing their clothes with their hands, just at least scrubbing their singlet. Because if they go to school, who's going to wash it for them? If they go to a higher institution, so they have to learn it. These things, you have to be deliberate about it. But again, if you want to register to come to that seminar at the end of this month, it's 2,000 naira only per person. So talk to me on social media at Wemimo Sport. It's been a fantastic show. This is Table Talk. I hope we broke the table sufficiently. Some of you still do not agree. Join me again next week. Let's break some more tables. Next week, I'm bringing you a business expert. We've not finished our money series, but our guest couldn't make it today. So next week, I'm bringing her to teach business owners. That's the last of the series next week. Business owners, how to restructure your business to make money in 2022. 9 to 10 a.m. next week, Monday. I love you all. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'll see you tomorrow at 5 a.m. The show begins then. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. Fabulous day. Bye.
To grow a business in Nigeria, your connections have to be strong. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.